Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome into another hour of Doug Steffens' Good Day. Dave Kirshner and I have a lot of great information for you today. In this hour, we have a special preview of the weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Ken Kronos. All kinds of great health information here specifically for you. And you know what's good about it? It's usable right now. 7 after the hour now, it's another Good Day Health program. Doug Steffen here with my friend Dr. Ken Kronos from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. Always inviting you to participate in this program by listening. To participate in this program, if you have questions for Dr. Ken, you can dial him in at 855-999-3684. That's questions for Ken, 855-999-3684. He will address them as he gets them. You can also contact Ken through his office if you'd like to have a session with him, second opinion. You have problems in your heart, got AFib, whatever it is, and you've gotten a bit of advice and you're not sure that it's the right advice. You're not comfortable. So call the office and get some time with Ken. 352-735-1400. Okay? Pretty straightforward, square from the shoulder. 352-735-1400. Our purpose in getting together here on Good Day Health with Ken every week is to, among other things, go through a lot of the things that are in the medical journals, find out what research has been done, find out what Ken knows about the research and what research he may have done himself, because in addition to being an MD, he's a PhD as a researcher. So, shall we start with something we were talking off the air about my Fitbit watch? That seems to be a common denominator. Each time we get together, we start looking at this and talking about what it tells you and what it tells me. One of the things it tells me is how much I'm walking. And it surprises me. You know, my motto is just keep moving. It surprises me when I look at this, if I keep the watch on 24 hours, how much I am walking. So maybe that's one of the reasons that I feel comfortable with my own health. And apparently that is borne out by some work being done not only here but over in Europe, Ken.
Well, yes, and let me not simplify things for you. You use the word Fitbit, and you actually have much more than a Fitbit on. Fitbit has been associated with counting steps. I know they do more these days, but what you have on is actually an FDA-approved medical device. It's called a wearable. It's used for what we now call remote patient monitoring in medicine, and it does, among counting steps, a lot more. It gets your blood pressure, your heart rate, your temperature, your oxygen saturation. It actually measures your mental stress level accurately by a method that was developed at Mount Sinai Medical School and published and verified amazingly by looking at heart rate variability and heart rate acceleration, which is really neat. It will count steps. It will assess your sleep quality, and coming soon we're testing other things it will do, and it will get your blood sugar without actually sticking you. It'll send an EKG. These are two additional features that are being tested right now to get FDA approval. It's amazing. It's the future. You know, call it AI if you want. There is a little AI involved, and people are, you know, I like to call it assisted intelligence, not artificial intelligence, but this is the future. This is Dr. George Jetson. And it'll collect on your app, and then it'll send directly to me. So we now can keep track of all these things easily, no pen and paper, all electronically. And you mentioned walking. And the good news this week out of the European Journal of Preventive Cardiology, published just this week, is that you really don't have to walk as much as we all thought to get amazing benefit. People need to walk a little little more than 3,000 steps a day to start to receive the health benefits from exercise. As little as 4,000 steps a day are needed to significantly reduce, Doug, deaths from any cause, and even fewer to reduce deaths from cardiovascular disease. Obviously, the more you walk, the better. You start looking at 6,000 to 7,000 steps a day, you're really looking at an amazing effect. But if you don't think you don't, if you don't think you have the time, all you're getting is about 3,000 to 4,000. You are getting benefits, so get those steps, and don't get frustrated if you don't get those 7,000 to 10,000 a day. You are getting benefits, significant benefits, at even 4,000 and maybe 3,000 steps a day.
How'd you like to just not have this and count each step, try to keep track of what you're doing? Just, well, one step, two steps, three steps, four steps, five steps, six steps.
You mentioned better things to do.
Yeah, exactly. You mentioned artificial intelligence, which is a bugaboo for me in many different ways. And I wondered if we can digress for a moment, because I noticed this week that they're going to be using, doctors using AI to detect 20% more breast cancers than had been done by traditional screening. And one wonders whether that's through MRI. What is, do you know, this is something that I saw attributed to a trained radiologist who says that in her work she was able to spend or spot 20% more breast cancers in mammogram screens. So it isn't MRIs, you just use mammogram screens because it takes away the false positives. Which, yeah, this is man versus machine, I suppose, but maybe man benefiting from machine. In this case, I think it takes a trained radiologist to trained in artificial intelligence. But this is a good. I think a lot of us are concerned about AI and what may happen. But they used 80,000 mammogram screenings here, Ken, to see how much more they could find, and they found a lot more than had been found before using whatever this, whatever, however they apply the technology.
Well, AI is going to help radiologists in all areas of the body. I think in the next year, and maybe even sooner, probably every single imaging study in the hospitals will be overread by AI. You know, it may be a little more than a year or so, but eventually there's going to be a second read by AI, and it's not going to be the only read. That's where we're concerned, when artificial intelligence gets between the patient and without a doctor and takes over. That's the scary day. But as long as there's a doctor in between the process and it's just assisting the doctor, not replacing the doctor, and I'm not looking for job security at all. I'm looking for patient effectiveness and best outcomes for my patients. And that's where this will help me as a physician, and that's what will be best for the patients. What you're concerned about, rightfully so, and the patients are, and when I'm a patient, I'd be concerned about this. I don't want this AI replacing the doctor. I want it assisting the doctor,
right.
And that's where I think it'll be helpful.
One wonders, as we carry this one step further, if we may, into the robotic world, I noticed that there's a new company that has built a robotic medic that they say in their promotional material saves lives going into hazardous environments to provide medical treatment where doctors can't or won't go in because it's too dangerous for both them and nurses to operate. So what do you think of that? Using, I'm looking at a picture of a robot's arms being used as something in whatever is in the arm to check the temperature and blood pressure, heart, kind of the stuff that we're talking about with his watch.
Right. Well, that would be good. I mean, there might be environments, you know, where radiation is out being used either diagnostically or therapeutically, and it would be dangerous for humans to be even protected nearby. Mm-hmm. And there will be ways that machines will help. Again, as long as they're helping us and not replacing us, the patients are in good hands, if you will. Mm-hmm. But when they figure out that they're going to save money and get rid of us, that's when you're going to run for the hills.
Yeah, right. All right, that's an interesting review of that development as things develop. Coming up in a moment, a discussion of sugar and what happens to your kidneys when you have too much sugar in your system. That's up next here on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the air with Doug Steffen. This weekend, our focus on lots of different things, as is usually the case. Let me take a minute for you. Is it for you and me? For me to talk to you about a respite. For me to talk to you about taking time off. For me to talk to you about the encouraging signs of traveling and what happens when people get off the wheel, if you will. It's good for your health. And so if you're interested in a couple of free nights in Las Vegas, perhaps now is the time for you to address that with a call. Be one of the first 10 callers right now at 800-419-3684. Operators are, as they say in the commercials, standing by. They're around the clock. 10 operators taking calls from you, so that's why they don't want people to wait. That's why they say the first 10 callers get in under the line, and then you wait for the next time I encourage you to call to get two nights in fabulous LV Las Vegas. 800-419-3684. Hooray, hooray, hooray. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus in a postscript to our conversation about mammograms and what happens with artificial intelligence. What else do you have to add to that conversation, Ken?
Well, just out from the Annals of Internal Medicine is an article about the risk of actually doing mammograms in women over 70. Breast screening in women over 70 can lead to overdiagnosis and treatment of breast cancer that wouldn't have caused any symptoms during a woman's lifetime. So, and also you need to make sure that you have at least 10 years of life after the breast mammogram to make sure that it makes sense. So women over 70, think about it with your doctor, whether it makes sense for you to have that mammogram, whether the risks of screening outweigh the benefits. There's no absolute here. This needs to be done individually.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, certainly seems like a food for thought, which is what all the discussions are here on our Good Day Health get-together. Dr. Ken from Lake Cardiology, the current podcast, it's up featuring a conversation of a number of things, including type 2 diabetes, losing weight. We're going to address that again this week in a different way, coming up in a few minutes on Good Day Health.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Doc Kent Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. Doc Stefan with the answers to the questions. I don't have the answers. Ken's got the answers. All right. So I made mention a few minutes ago to our most recent podcast at GoodDayHealth.com, GoodDayHealthShow.com, where you get the podcast, you get the whole show, you can get the podcast to download, in which we talk about, in part, the drug for type 2 diabetes and then losing weight. And I noticed that there's some more information about this weight loss drug, Wegovy. Am I pronouncing it right? Wegovy.
Yes, right. Wegovy.
What does it do for those by losing weight? Or, I mean, it helps you lose weight. What else does it do?
Well, should we talk in general or what the news is about Wegovy?
Both. Let's talk about both ways.
Sure, yeah. Sure. Unless you've been under a rock in a cave, you know that the one of the most exciting, if not the most exciting thing in medicine right now is a new class of drugs which mimics a natural hormone in the body which is secreted when we eat from the brain and acts on the GI tract. And this hormone makes us feel full, decreases our appetite, and also slows down the emptying of our stomach. And these hormones are mimicked by two drugs, which were originally, interestingly, developed not for weight loss, but for treating type 2 diabetes. And semaglutide or Ozempic, and it has been rebranded as Wegovy because in Ozempic trials, it was noted that people lose about 10 to 15% of their weight. And the company Novo Nordisk did another follow-up study in non-diabetics, proved it safe and effective in non-diabetics who are obese, and showed between a 10 to 15% weight loss. And the FDA approved this drug the first time in a long time, a new weight loss drug specifically for people like me, the preventive cardiologist, to be prescribed to lower the risk of getting the first heart attack. And there's a second drug, Mounjaro, which also has been approved for type 2 diabetes. Mounjaro has been submitted by Lilly for getting an additional FDA approval. It's similar instructor to semaglutide, the Wegovy or Ozempic that we just talked about, but this has a 15 to 20% loss of weight in people who are non-diabetic or diabetic, and we're going to have, I predict, in a few months, a second FDA-approved drug for losing weight in those who are either BMI over 27 with already an additional risk factor for a heart disease like high cholesterol or high blood pressure, or a BMI over 30. The news this week is that in a large clinical trial weighing the medical merits of the obesity drug Wegovy has unearthed a significant positive side effect. Taking the medication cut the risk of serious heart problems by 20%. The incidence of heart attacks, strokes, and cardiovascular deaths decreased during the 5-year study period. So hopefully this finally will make the insurers cover the weight loss.
Right.
This drug, the list price is $13.49 per month. Hopefully the insurers will soon now cover this.
So what I'm getting out of this is this trial basically demonstrates that this drug can improve your heart. It sounds like that's kind of how the pieces fit together here. All right. As I promised, in a few minutes, we're going to get into the sugar and what it does to your kidneys right after this. Check it out.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have 2 daughters, and then 2 granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her, so I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better, my thought processes have gotten better, and it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The Salvation Army is asking for donations and volunteers in Hawaii as they deliver meals to those impacted by the fires on Maui. Jack Cronin has that update.
The Salvation Army says they're providing meals at the Red Cross Pukalani Shelter and other locations for thousands of people across the island. They're asking for large volume meals from restaurants, but they unfortunately can't accept small private home prepared meals because of safety standards. Instead, people can donate money that'll be used to fund the meals, with the Salvation Army saying 100% of all donations designated as disaster relief will be used to support disaster operations. A list of volunteer opportunities and ways to donate can be found online at hawaii.salvationarmy.org. I'm Jack Cronin.
The man accused of killing 5 of his neighbors in their southeast Texas home earlier this year is pleading not guilty. Francisco Oropeza is charged with capital murder for the April shooting in San Jacinto County. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You're listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let's get back to my special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show. Dr. Ken is here, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Some call him Dr. K lovingly. Got all kinds of great health information. Use it as you will, starting right now.
34 at the hour now, second half hour of Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, available every week at gooddayhealthshow.com, also on a couple of hundred radio stations around the country, so that you get the insight, the inside track, if you will, to Ken's knowledge and his research, his expertise. So one of the things that he's researched this week is the effect that sugar has, or maybe we need to be a little more specific here, Ken, about what high sugar foods do to your kidneys and maybe other things in your body as well, right?
Yes. Now we're talking about kidney stones, which is one of the most feared pains we all have. You ask anyone who's ever had a kidney stone, and most likely they'll tell you it's been the most painful thing they ever experienced. So anything we all can do to prevent ever having a kidney stone in our life would be a wonderful rainbow day thing. And this study in Frontiers in Nutrition, published this week, shows that up to 39% more likely to have a kidney stone in people who are the highest users of sugar. It seems that sugar, foods high in sugar, raise the risk of kidney stones. It's believed that anything, Doug, that increases calcium excretion into the urine increases the risk of us forming kidney stones. And it seems that of all the many bad things that excess sugar in our intake in foods does to the body. So the high sugar foods, it certainly has a lot of bad effects. And here's another one. It increases calcium excretion in the urine, which significantly, up to 39% more likely to have a kidney stone. So one of the ways you can lower the risk of ever having a kidney stone is to make these high sugar foods a treat, not a regular lifestyle.
All right, so then how do we define high sugar content? What are we talking about, sugar-coated chocolate chip cookies? Are we talking about regular ice cream? Are we talking about powdered donuts? What are we talking about?
I think we're talking about all of the what you just said. I think people know the sugary drinks, the pies, the chocolate
Yum.
Milk. I think we know these things, the puddings, the milkshakes, the ice creams, anything I think that's not natural. I think the natural sugar of fruit juice, is okay. That's a different type of sugar. But it's the granulated white refined sugar that we all love to pour on everything. That's where the problem lies.
What a killjoy you are!
I know, wow. I know. I'm trying to keep everybody out of the lithotripsy chamber and not have that horrible.
I'm trying to think of the last time
kidney stone.
I had dinner with you a few months ago. Wasn't there an ice cream dessert attached to that? And didn't we all, your daughter and me and you, didn't we have that? Seems to me that was the dessert.
Well,
correct me
again,
if I'm wrong.
Well, you're talking about a woman who loves ice cream.
There you go.
But
and
I didn't say 100% avoid. I said treats are okay.
All right.
It's when it's an everyday habit. You can't live without it, and it's, uh-huh. and it's there all the time.
All right.
So
I try to do it every other day, maybe once.
Just make it a treat. But it's a combination of things. There's so many high sugar foods.
Yeah, well, that's true. There are, and I mentioned a few that I'd had in the last day or so. A lollipop. I took my grandson out to do putt-putt golf, and at the end, hey, Gramps, can we have a lollipop? And then, there's ice cream and the donuts and all that stuff. We had a run on donuts on the farm. We have a farmer's market on my farm, and we had a run on donuts this weekend. And there were a few left over, and guess who ate them?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you didn't wash it down with sugary soft drink.
No, I don't like those sugary. Once in a while, I'll have, some lemonade, maybe some fizzy lemonade, but I drink water most of the time.
Well, again, I'm not saying none. I'm just saying make them treats.
Yep. All right, next up here on the hit parade of information from Dr. Ken, a focus on flus. We have new ones coming. And interesting, maybe this makes sense, because sports stadiums would be, what did we used to call them, super spreaders? So the people that are in a sports stadium are likely to be more exposed to flu problems, right?
Yes, it's really exciting for a city to get a professional sports team. Everybody's excited. The city spends millions, billions of dollars to help put the stadium up, and everybody's excited. It brings everybody together. But talk about killjoys. This is a report in Sports Economic Review this week that American cities, U.S. cities that gained a pro team between 1962 and 2016, Doug, they saw increased influenza deaths, not cases, but deaths, of up to 24% after the team arrived. It happened most frequently in the hockey NHL, and then in the NFL, and least likely in the NBA basketball, and the very least in MLB, Major League Baseball. Probably very least in Major League Baseball, because the stadiums are bigger, that most of them, not all, are outdoors, and these things spread less well when you're not as close and when you're outdoors. But, you know, you get into hockey, everybody's in each other's face. People are physical, a lot of high fives. You're tight. The same. This is why in the hockey it seems to be the worst.
Yep. All right. Let's see what the FDA is up to this week. They have a new approval for an oral pill, I guess, for postpartum depression. This is something new. Is this good? Just because the FDA puts a stamp of approval doesn't mean it's good.
This is very exciting, Doug. And the FDA has approved the first oral treatment designed to treat postpartum depression. Postpartum depression affects about 1 in 8 new mothers. That's a lot of new mothers. The name of the drug is Zurzvae. It's a mouthful, Zurzvae. And it interferes with a person's ability to drive or perform risky tasks. That is one of the concerns. You have to be careful when you use it. Common side effects include diarrhea, dizziness, fatigue, drowsiness, urinary tract infections, and the common cold. If you or someone you know is suicidal, please call the National Suicidal Prevention Lifeline at 988. Postpartum depression is real. 1 in 8 women. It affects, it's huge. So if you know a woman who's in the towards the end of their pregnancy or has just delivered in the first few months afterwards, they're just not acting themselves, they're depressed, they're not moving along with their life. You know, it's much worse than just the challenges of being a new mother. Make sure they get some help. This can be deadly. Suicides do occur from postpartum depression, and you can save a life.
That's for sure. All right. We've been talking a whole lot about weight loss and the drugs that help you. If that's your choice, Ken has given you good reasons to look into it. Also, there are a lot of questions from people who are on various weight loss programs. Why am I not losing weight? What's the problem and what's the solution? More interested in offering solutions. I like solutions. If I pose you with a problem, then what do we have for a solution? So I believe the ultimate solution for your weight loss journey is very simple. It's called Calotren, Calotren. Very successful, helping customers lose weight for 26 years. So what is the secret to losing weight as far as they're concerned? Being consistent, taking capsules of the liquid or the powder every night before you go to bed, and then go to bed and let your body do its work. This is a program that has huge success written all over it. You can start with a 90-day program. You go to the website toploss.com, find out what the ingredients are. Very simple. There are 3 main ingredients, all natural. That's why this thing is as popular as it is, because there's no drugs. There's no stimulants, none of that stuff. No other products there, just the 3 main ingredients. So you'll love what you see in the weight loss department because it's so consistent. And again, it helps you lose weight and keep it off. So questions, answers, you can find them all by tapping into toploss.com. And right now, there's an unlimited dog days of summer sale. BOGOs, buy one, get one free, buy as many as you want, and get an equal number without having to pay. That's the deal. Mix it up and then enjoy the way your body looks after 90 days or so. Check out using the discount code Doug, get free shipping and the best dog days of summer deals. It's toploss.com, the website for Calotren. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. You know, there's been a lot of focus. I meant to ask you this last week, and then I didn't have time. The cases of leprosy that are increased in Florida, what the heck is going on? Why is there, it's called Hansen's disease. That's the official name for leprosy. Have you had any direct, in your clinic in Florida, connection with this province of bacterial infection? It goes after your nerves, and it really changes the way you look and act, right? Your whole life could basically be over with this stuff. Apparently, where you are, there are a disproportionate number of cases. Why would that be?
Well, it's not really clear why there are cases emerging. Believe me, I haven't seen one, and, you know, this makes huge news.
Right.
I haven't seen
one.
I don't know anyone who has it, but certainly, you know, the news media is making like it's breaking out everywhere, but it's not.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, just seeing any cases of this rare disease, you know, makes news, I guess. And there have been a few cases of leprosy in Florida. It's not really clear why. There's some speculation that foreign travelers are bringing the disease to Florida with them. Are people getting it from armadillos, which are naturally infected with the bacteria that causes the disease? And these armadillos are found some in some places in Florida. But that's as much as we know. It's a good question, and it's being investigated, and just stay tuned. But it just does remain a rare disease. So don't worry. We do have this outbreak, and we'll try to figure it out. I think there have been 172 cases in Florida since 2015. So, you know, that's not exactly a huge huge problem.
And I think you've addressed it properly by suggesting the news media is doing its usual thing to scare people. There's so many great towns to visit in Florida. There's 1,300 miles of coastline. It's a great climate. You may or may not like the political climate, but that's not what, you know, people don't go down there for that. They go down there to enjoy the beaches all year long. I bring it up because I wanted you, you don't rehearse any of this stuff. I knew you would go down that road because I think things need to be put into perspective. And the exaggeration, and this goes all the way back to COVID as far as I'm concerned, maybe back further than that, is all the responsibility of an out-of-control news media. All right, more from Dr. Ken. As a matter of fact, questions for Dr. Ken coming right up.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Now 53 past the hour, Good Day Health Time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here at the ready. He, as you know, is from Lake Cardiology, has his great clinic down in Central Florida. He sees people from all over Florida, all over the Southeast, all over the country. People talk to him from all over the world, and you can do it more easily than you might have expected. All you have to do is call his office, 352-735-1400. He has terrific outreach. Loves to talk to people. As a matter of fact, the one thing about Ken that is a distraction is he spends a lot of time. You know, you normally go into a regular doctor's office and they'll see you for 20 minutes because that's all Medicare will pay him for. And at 21 minutes, well, I guess we're all set. See you later. Well, you could spend an hour and 20 minutes with Ken, depending on what it is that you're trying to figure out, trying to sort it out. No matter what it is you want to talk to him about, he'll give you a good answer. 352-735-1400. I'm his greatest salesman because it's him and his practice and how he does things have worked wonders with me. I feel very confident after I leave his office that I know what's going on in my body. You can too. Call 352-735-1400. Okay. Question about this new molecule that apparently kills most solid cancer tumor cells and leaving others unaffected. This is something we've been talking off and on about, some of the advancements in cancer treatment. We have you as a cardiologist talking frequently about what's new in the preventative department. Yeah, is there any such thing as a preventative cancer doctor? Do you think? I'm asking because I've never heard of a preventative cancer doctor.
Well, hopefully those who specialize in cancer talk prevention. I think all of us are interested in helping people in that regard. I think primary care physicians have an interest in educating patients, I hope, in cancer prevention. But as a specific subspecialty preventive oncology, it's in the works, I hope.
You know, I talked to you once, or more than once, about the City of Hope. They do great things when it comes to cancer treatment, kind of like St. Jude's, only St. Jude's specializes, I think, in youngsters. But this research protocol that I'm looking at is not toxic to healthy cells. I find that amazing that they could separate out. Can you think of an example of something else where a particular treatment would only focus on that which is bad? Let's say you've got a heart problem and it's only specifically one muscle or one valve. The way things are now, you can really isolate down to the nitty-gritty, right?
Yes, monoclonal antibodies is a great example where you rev up the immune system to make these targets that go towards some part of the disease which is different than the normal tissue, and you can make these targeted missiles, monoclonal antibodies, that just destroy the bad tissue and leave the good tissue alone. And the problem with the early chemotherapies for cancer were they could not distinguish normal from cancer cells, and they destroyed everything. And what you're reading about from the City of Hope is this investigational small molecule that selectively disrupts DNA replication and repair in cancer cells, leaving the healthy cells unaffected. And this is an exciting new mode of treating. This is where we're getting to the genetics of cancer, and this is also in the future, and this is going to help to effectively treat cancer, get rid of the bad cells, and leave the good cells alone.
I know that you don't necessarily like the negative, nor do I, but I do see something that showed up in Lancet this week about how many people will develop some form of mental illness. And it isn't so much that people, you're not in the mental health business, you're in the physical health business. But I would bet that there are times when you see people who need attention because of their mental issues, and that relates sometimes to physical issues. How do you handle that?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, before we were talking about preventive oncology, and there is an American Society of Preventive Oncology, which you were talking about the preventive oncologist. And then you're talking about now cardiologists. I don't know a good cardiologist who is a part-time psychiatrist because of the overlap between mental issues, stress, depression, anxiety, and the heart. So we see a lot of people with overlap heart and mental issues, and very accustomed to dealing with them and helping people get to the right subspecialists when they need them. So I work closely with mental health experts.
All right, there it is, straight from the doctor's mouth. Questions for Dr. Ken on Good Day Health at 59 past the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.